Hi, put on a happy face. It's time for Love Workshop. Good evening. Tonight, on our special 90-minute edition of the Love Workshop, we are going to examine communism. We'll attempt to probe it, grasp it, take it apart and see what it's made of, discover how communism affects our lives, our nation, and our future.
Craig, It would be almost impossible to begin any study of modern communism without first taking a short look at the life of its founder, Karl Marx.
Yeah.
Marx was a Prussian-German born in Trier, Germany on May 5th, 1818. At 25, he married his hometown sweetheart, Jenny von Westphalen, and spent the next several years enduring various political pressures until Marx eventually moved his family to England in 1849.
I didn't know that.
It was there that Marx collaborated with his intellectual comrade and patron, Friedrich Engels, in developing the doctrine of communism. Life was difficult for Marx as he persevered with his wife and six children through a squalid life of poverty and disease, steadily laboring over his theories of scientific socialism while hunger and deprivation made a trial of everyday life.
The year is 1866. Marx is in a small flat on Dean Street in the Soho district of London, adding the final touches to volume one of his famous Das Kapital. With the help of modern electronics, let's step back in time and place a telephone call to Comrade Marx and see how his work is coming along. Let me just get the number here. Craig, do you have the number for Karl Marx?
Marx?
Yeah, Karl Marx, the father of communism. I want to call him up in London and see how his work is going.
I don't have it, Craig. I thought you had it.
You know, I think I did jot it down somewhere.
Well, you remember where? Because we're going to need the number to make the call, Craig.
Golly, Vern, it's in my briefcase.
Oh, well, why don't you go get it real quick and then we'll make the call.
I can't, Vern. My briefcase isn't here.
Where is it?
Well, I think that it's at my secretary's house. I'm not 100% sure on that, but That's just about the only place I think that it could be.
Well, what's her number? Maybe we could call her up and find out if she has...
Well, that's a good idea. Yeah, okay. I've got the number right here in my notepad. Just a second. It's 254-3182.
254-3182?
Yes, that's her number. 254-3182.
Okay.
Sure hope she's there. Hi, is Elaine there?
You must have the wrong number.
Oh, well, this is Craig Hoover at the Love Workshop, and I'm trying to get a hold of Karl Marx in London, and Elaine's got the telephone number. Are you sure she isn't there?
This is the Till residence.
Oh, Elaine's not there, huh?
I have the wrong number.
I've got to get a hold of Karl Marx, and I know she's got the number.
Elaine, Karl Marx,
No, her name isn't Marx. No.
Just a minute, please.
Yeah.
Hello?
Hi. I'm trying to get a hold of Elaine Evans, and she's got the number. See, she's my secretary, and she's got my briefcase, and there's a number in there for Karl Marx. I've got to give him a call in London, and she's got my briefcase, and I don't know where, isn't she there now?
You must have the wrong number, sir.
Oh, I'm sorry to have bothered you.
But all right.
Did you get the number, Vern?
No, I didn't. Evidently, there's been some sort of a mix-up here, Craig, because the people at 254-3182 have never even heard of Elaine.
Well, we got to get Marx's phone number if we want to find out how his work's coming along. Otherwise, we can't call him.
Yeah? Are you sure you dialed 254-3182?
I'm virtually positive, Craig. I know I did.
All right. Well, let me call up Elaine's parents. Maybe they know where she is or can, you know, give me the number where I can reach her so we can get a hold of her and get Karl Marx's number.
Okay, that sounds like an excellent plan.
Hello?
Hello, Mrs. Evans?
Yes?
Mrs. Evans, this is Craig Hoover, Elaine's boss over here at the Love Workshop, and I was wondering if you could tell me how I might get in touch with Elaine.
Well, I don't have her new number here, but I think our other daughter might have it.
Oh, well, very good. Is she available to come to the telephone right now?
I believe she's across the street. If you hold on for several moments, I'll see if I can locate her.
Oh, that would be very nice. Her sister's got the number, Vern.
Well, what is it?
I'm waiting. Her mother's trying to find her across the street.
Well, okay, while we're waiting, it might be appropriate to skip ahead momentarily here to a discussion of Soviet communism, which is, of course...
I found her, Mr. Hoover. She'll be here any minute.
Oh, thank you.
Because, as I was saying, which is, of course, the dominant form of communism in the world today. Although the Soviet government still professes a link to the Marxist-Leninist line, Lenin has generally taken precedence as the principal fountainhead from which the Russian leadership has derived its political inspiration, primarily as a means of rationalizing the ambiguous self-serving alterations the Kremlin is constantly imposing on Marx's original doctrine.
Hello?
Hello. Is this Elaine's sister?
Yes, it is.
Very good. This is Craig Hoover, and I'm trying to get in touch with Elaine. Would you happen to have her telephone number?
Yes, I do, but she's out of town for the weekend. She's staying with her boyfriend in Los Angeles.
Oh, well, would you happen to have his number?
No, I sure don't, but his name is Gordon Hochstadt, and he lives in the Hollywood area. Maybe you could call information.
That's exactly what I'm going to do. Thank you so much for your assistance.
Do you have the number, Craig?
Yes, she did, but it's of no use at this time because Elaine is in California. So I'm just going to have to see if I can't get a hold of her there.
Please.
Hollywood?
Yes.
I'd like the number of Gordon Hochstadt, please.
Gordon, what is his name?
Hochstadt. H-O-L-K-S-T-A-D. It's really important. I just got to get his number. I'm desperately trying to get in touch with an important political visionary in London, and my secretary has got his telephone number, and she's at the Hochstadt residence in Hollywood. Really need it bad.
Sir, I have nothing listed for that name.
Nothing?
No, sir.
Oh, boy, her sister told me she was there.
Well, I don't know anything about that, sir. I just don't have a listing for the party.
Do you think maybe it's unlisted?
It's possible it is, sir. I don't know.
Oh, okay. Well, thank you anyway.
You're welcome.
Did you get the number, Craig?
No luck, Vern.
You sure nobody else has a number?
I'm absolutely certain. You know, however, I think I might be able to make a stab at remembering the number.
Yeah?
Because I recall when I wrote it down that I thought it might be important.
Well, may as well give it a try, Vern.
Okay, if I'm right, it's 44-7485-355.
All right, are you sure?
I think so, but as I said, I can't be absolutely certain.
Well, okay.
Operator?
Yes, operator, may I have the overseas operator, please?
I'll connect you. Overseas operator?
Yes, operator, I'd like to place a call to London, England, and the number is 44-7485-355.
And what is your number?
602-833-5101.
And your name?
Vern Schaub.
One moment, please. I'm sorry, sir, that number is busy.
Well, could you try again, operator, and call me back? It's very important. He's the founder of communism, and it's essential that I speak to him this evening.
I'll keep trying, sir.
Thank you.
Well, what's the deal?
Marx's line's busy. The operator said she'll call back as soon as she gets through, Craig.
Well, this might be a good time for me to continue your discussion of Soviet Russia by reviewing a few of the reasons why the Russian people remain tolerant of what we deem to be an abusive and tyrannical government.
Yeah, I think it'd be a good time for that.
Okay. Firstly, they've been accustomed to suppression throughout most of their history.
Mm-hmm.
Secondly, Russians are highly insecure as a people. They assume the rest of the world regards them as backward and uncivilized,
mm-hmm.
so they attempt to silence their critics with bold displays.
Yeah, yeah.
They equate bigness and hugeness with power and superiority, big dams, big rockets, which they realize are all only possible through massive consolidation administered by an iron-fisted central government.
Hello?
Sir, I'm afraid the line is still busy.
Okay, thank you.
Say, Vern, while we're waiting for the operator to call back, now might be a good opportunity for us to tell the audience about our new Vern and Craig Love Workshop t-shirts.
Craig, I think the audience is going to fall in love with these t-shirts. They come in 8 different colors, they're made of 100% cotton, and they're pre-faded and stressed to give them that real ready-to-wear feel.
And Vern, we're going to give several of them away. All you and the audience have to do is write a postcard to Love Workshop, care of KDKB, P.O. Box 4227, that's P.O. Box 4227 in Mesa, and the zip code is 85201, with your name, address, and a short paragraph on why you want a Love Workshop t-shirt. Have it postmarked by October 22nd, 1976. Vern and I will select the 3 most original cards and send you a free Love Workshop t-shirt.
You won't believe how nice these t-shirts look, so send your entry to us at KDKB right away. You'll have a chance to win one free.
And meanwhile, check your favorite merchant for his selection of Love Workshop t-shirts. If he doesn't have them, tell him to get them.
They're great. You know, it looks as if we're not going to be able to get in touch with Comrade Marx this evening, Craig, the way things are going.
Well, I still have quite a bit more to say about dialectical materialism, so while we're waiting, let me clarify a couple of major principles behind this theory.
Yeah, that's a good idea.
Okay, now, the dialectical is borrowed from Hegel's concept of nature, where all things are considered to be in a constant state of conflict. The dominant or present condition, the thesis, is always being overtaken and fused with the revolutionary or new condition, the antithesis, thus producing an agglomerate termed the synthesis. And, of course, communism is the ultimate social synthesis.
Just say, Craig, I don't mean to interrupt here, but I'm wondering if we're ever going to get a hold of Karl Marx. It's just not, you know, we're not hearing anything.
Yeah, well, I'm beginning to have my doubts, too. Would you care for a cup of coffee?
Yeah, sure.
Okay, come on. I believe there's a fresh cup in Compton's office, and, let's take a little breather.
Okay. Did you read the paper this morning?
No, I didn't, but I will. You know, I'd kind of like to take a break from talking to you about communism and just give you an idea of why Vern and I are, without a doubt, the funniest two men on Earth. You see, here at our Love Workshop Humor Laboratory, every single joke, every single line we use on the show is scientifically validated and tested prior to your hearing it. That's why everything you hear gets a guaranteed laugh. And, you know, I can hear some of you out there right now just chortling away saying, boy, those guys are funny. Well, you're right. I'd like to validate you. You are right. We are funny. We're darn funny. And right now, we'd like to sing you a song here at the Love Workshop Humor Laboratory to give you an idea of just why we are so darn funny. Ready, Craig?
Yes, I am, Vern.
Boy, you're a funny guy.
Well, I'm cooking now, Vern.
You are. We're cooking. We're funny.
Listen to this riff.
All right. Oh, man. Do it. I can feel it. I can feel it. Boy, we're funny.
We're real funny.
We're really funny.
We're Vern and Craig. We're real funny.
Tell jokes. We can make you laugh at anything. We're incredibly humorous. Well, as many of you out there realize, some of you don't because you're on drugs, but many of you do. Earlier on in the show, we told you it was going to be a 90-minute program, and we keep our word. However, since we couldn't get a hold of Karl Marx, we're going to take a little bit of a break and have either Dennis or Scott, whoever's on the board right now, play some songs for you. Then we're going to come back in between songs as soon as we get a hold of Carl and give you that full report on communism, which we promised. So, Mr. DJ, if you'll go ahead and tune that record up. Get it ready. Get it ready. Okay. We'll give you the word. The humor word. Okay. On the count of three. One, two, three. Play it.